Stop 3. Wetland Wildlife. Did you hear any of our resident turtles plop into the water as you walked along the trail? Painted turtles bask in the sun atop logs in the water, soaking up heat. Snapping turtles float just below the surface, with only their noses out of the water. The exhibit to the left of the sign marker has models of these two common turtles, so you can compare the texture of their shells. Females of both of these turtle species come out of the pond in the spring to dig holes and lay eggs that will hatch in the fall or even the following spring. The young turtles find their way back to the same pond to feed, grow, and lay their own eggs someday. Can you imagine a life lived all within a few hundred yards of this one pond? Do you hear a sound like this? Gray squirrels react to intruders in their territory with loud chattering. It's fairly easy to know a squirrel is nearby, listening for the crashing of branches as they travel through the underbrush or leap from branch to branch in trees overhead. Squirrels are active year-round. In fall, they gather nuts for winter, burying them in shallow caches. In winter, they will dig up the nuts when they're hungry. Do you hear another bird-like sound in these woods? Do you know who makes this loud chipping? The same animal makes a rustling noise in the dry leaves. Many people think it's a bird, but it's really a chipmunk. The woods are filled with chipmunk chatter, particularly in the fall when they are gathering acorns and other nuts and seeds for winter, filling their cheek pouches until they bulge. Chipmunks hoard a large food supply in underground burrows where they remain dormant for much of the winter. Listen for a single, sharp chip or for a series of rapid pops. There is a grouping of rocks nearby in case you want to sit and spend more time in this setting. Sit quietly for a few moments, and the wildlife nearby may feel comfortable enough to reemerge from the water or leaf cover so that you can observe or hear them.